Okay, Hebra, we're on night two of our nightly Chizuk Chabura, Yonei D'Yoyma, Chizuk B'Chodesh Elul. We're in the middle of Sikha Chav Dalet from the Sefer Sikha Sefer Hashem by Reb Meizlish. We ended off yesterday speaking about the idea of this duality between the concepts, the chilek between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The idea of Rosh Hashanah being Mamlichus, Hashem's kingship over the Jewish people, our accepting of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the king. And we didn't get to discuss Yom Kippur, but Yom Kippur being the second inyan, the second category of tshuva, tahara, from sin, you know, purification from sin. That seems to be the main theme of Yom Kippur. And he quotes from the, you know, from the Machzor, so Hashem says, Ki v'yom hazeh yichaper aleichem mitaraschem mikol chatos yichem lefnei Hashem titaru. Quote from Tanakh. L'cheira, Reb Meizer says, we're continuing on page Reish Chaf Beis. This is in Sikha Chaf Dalet. L'cheira, it doesn't make sense, because it seems like the entire Chodesh Elul, you know, our Hachana, really is the Ikar for Yom HaKippurim. It appears that the entire month of Elul was designed to prepare us for Yom Kippur. You know, and he quotes here, all the Minhagim, Slichas, Tainios, Yimun Musar, Cheshbon HaNefesh, etc., to learn, to fast, to say Slichos, all of it seems to be within the realm and the theme of Mechaper Avinus, to forgiveness for sin, purification. And he quotes from the Torah, Reish Halachos, Rosh Hashanah, in the name of the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. And he writes here, Hare kol inyan elul hu shebirosh chodesh elul ola moishe lamara mabakish rachamim me'akaj baruch hu sheyimchol la'avinuseihem shal Yisrael. Masha chatu be'egel. Because Baruch Hu Pirkei Rabbi Elazar writes that Moshe Rabbeinu went up Rosh Chodesh El to ask Hashem to forgive them for the sins that they had by the golden calf. And he was there for 40 days until Yom Kippur. On the end of 40 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave an unbelievable amount of rachamim and mechilas avinus, a tremendous amount of forgiveness. And that's Yom Kippur. It seems like the source of everything and Elul is really mitzad the tshuva. It's from the side of being asking for forgiveness and purification. Where do we find in Elul the sachana for Rosh Hashanah of Hashem becoming the king? That we don't really see so much on the surface. That leads us into Chelik Beis, which we'll only speak about a little bit tonight. But the idea of Tekiyah Shofar be'Elul legalos papanim yashal Yisrael sheyesh lahem b'Yerusha me'avos hakibreishim. The idea of blowing shofar, which is going to look a little different this year. It already has been, for those who are unable to make it to shul. We usually blow the shofar at the end of Shacharis every morning. And Kiyah Shofar is a whole tumult of Shechter said to cover the shofar with a mask. How many kolos your shul is going to blow this year. And he writes on the idea of Rosh Hashanah within Elul, within Elul's month. So he writes here, Kedei lahavin kol zois. In order to understand everything, we need to understand a yisod gadol, a really important foundational piece, to avoid this kol hashana, for really the whole year, and it's for every Jew at any moment. You see, he writes, he quotes from the Arizal, a famous idea, that when Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, it says that the inyan galus b'mitzrayim hadibor hayat b'galus. The dibor was in exile. What does that mean? So Isaac explains. It means that the Bnei Yisrael, and amongst other explanations, pashtus is that the Bnei Yisrael were not able to speak dvarim shebikdusha, Torah, tefila, anything that is divrei kedusha, they weren't able to tap into. And they were Meshubah to Paro. Paro was mamlich on the Bnei Yisrael. And that's why if you look at the name Paro, you can jumble the letters and it spells out the Hebrew words peh and ra, evil speech. Because at the end of the day, he made our tongue, the Bnei Yisrael's holy dibor, into a peh ra, unable to tap into kedusha. But la'acha sheniglu na'asa pesach, after we were redeemed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes, he calls it Pesach. And Pesach, you can write as a Peh with a segel, can be Peh Hey, which spells out mouth. And Sach is Sicha, speaks. We used our mouths to use for proper speech, is the famous idea of the Arizal. The Dibor, we were able to learn properly, and we were able to daven, you know, with proper kavana, proper intent to say Divrei Kedurim Kedusha. And he quotes Sfas Emes, an idea, and that is why Chazal, according to Sfas Emes, established or metakein the Dalad Kosos connected the Dalad Lishonos Shalgit Lula. What does that mean? The Dalad Lishonos? Not Lishonos, you know, Teiti Vitalti. Dalad Lishonos more like Lashon, language, the way somebody speaks. Klemar, Shahaloshon Shahadibur. The Dibor was in exile. Yatza Megalos V'Nigal. It's a representation. Chazal was using this Arba Lashonos to teach us a deeper pshat. Says the Sfas Emes beautifully that the Dibor was Yatza Megalos V'Nigal. We no longer were the Lashonos were in exile, and we transitioned to Geula, to redemption. That's what the Lashonos represents, the Lashon, the Dibor. However, the Maizlish asks, doesn't it make sense? Trichim lishdos hei kosos, can I get hei lishonos shal geula? Doesn't it make sense that we should drink 5 cups? We know we only drink 4 cups. Ki hari yadua sheyesh hei mitzvos hapeh. We also know there's 5 ways of speech. There's 5 types of letters that use the different types of parts of the mouth, let's say. Different ways of speaking. Dainish osios ha'alef beis. They require different parts of the peh. He explains here, it's the masayim, the beis, the vav, the mem, the peh, the lips, the shinayim, your teeth, your tongue, the chiyuch, the garon, the neck. The imkain, kevan shakol, hey chalke hadibur, yatu mehagolos, harek eishkan, hayek lashon ha-shagula. So if you're going to say a play on the words, not the arba lashonos, 4 cups of wine was because of the 4 words specifically to the 4 words of redemption. Rather, the 4 lashonos has to do with the fact that the lashon, our dibor, was now no longer in galus, was geula. So why don't we have 5 cups that represent all the different types of speech, ways we can speak? So the Sfas Emes explains beautifully, an unbelievable pshat here, and what Rav Maizlish calls a dover nifla ad mi'oid. He says that there's two parts of speech. Shtei dvar. There's a kol and there's a dibur. And they're very different. Kol is the yotze me'oimek halev. It's what comes from within. It's the breath that breathes out your words. It comes from the depths of your heart. He calls it shayech le'nekud panimius shebelev. It's internal. It's the internal feeling, the internal depth of what you're saying. The dibur, hu ha'ischalkos ha'osios, acharei sheyatzu mehakol, v'zeo mishtana v'fi kol os v'vituyo. He says, and the dibur part is more of the way you manipulate the kol with your mouth, to say the words and the letters that you need to say to get over the message that you're trying to convey. But the feeling of wanting to say it and the actual energy and the internal panimius halev, the emotion, the reason you're speaking it, comes from a kol. And then you manipulate that kol by using your mouth to produce the proper words. So he says beautifully, based on that idea. L'chein. Av shehadibur haya begalos. Listen very carefully. Only the dibur was in galus. Even though Ava ha'koil loy ha'iv bagalus. The call, our panimius was not. Ki rak ha'chitzonius shakla Yisrael, yachol yos bagalus. A Jew, only our chitzonius, our physical being, can be put into galus. He was a shayach shayet tahara yisama es einayhem. Einayim, the yetahara is able to blind our eyes. Like we say in Mariv, Asher bidvaro ma'ariv aravim. Bidibor. Only with dibor is there a shayach, is there a connection, le'inyin harvuvia, mixture, choshech v'hester. Only with dibor, the chitonius, the external, the physical, the surface layer, that is the part that can get mixed up. That's the part that can get sent into galus. That's the part that can be hidden and turn dark, what is really in the panemius, the light, the nesham. Really, the external is the only thing that can be affected by the choshech of this world. Ava, the chelech kakol, the internal, the chukas hanefesh, the oimek halev, the depths of one's heart, the panemius, the neshama of a soul of a Jew. Lo shayech v'metzius shiyeh begalus. There's no possible connection, there's no shaychus to this idea of being in galus, because the panemius of an ish Yisrael, the panemius of a Jew, who chelik elakai mimal, the panemius of a Yid is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chad, it says, the Bnei Yisrael, the Kutcha Brichu Chadu, and Areisa, the Torah is also part of that. We're all the same. We have a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayipach Be'apav Neshmas Chayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into us a piece of himself, the Neshama. Tanya speaks a lot about this in the beginning. We have mamash, a piece of a neshama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shedavuk b'koinoi, we are connected to our Creator. V'le'olam lo yipari mimenu. Underline that line. V'le'olam lo yipari mimenu. It is impossible. It is impossible forever to separate from our Creator, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The panemius. The titonius, you very much can feel it. That you're far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you've messed up. It's possible. But the panemius, one should know. The truth is, we're never severed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I remember having a discussion with my chavrusa, David Amster, about the idea of kares, and how that plays into the role of a yid, and how could Hashem say that there's kares, which means he's just technically spiritually cut off. And he had a whole back and forth for another time. But he said that kares doesn't mean that you're gone forever. It's a figure of speech to show how intense Hashem feels, the pain he feels when you do a sin like that, that constitutes getting kares. But there's always a little threat, no matter what. What he's saying here is the panemius of a Jew can never be put into galus. The kol, the dibor was in galus, not the kol. Continue. L'chein shapir tiknu rak dalet kosos. That's why the chachamim, when they established the Arba Kosis, they only did four. Kineged the Dalad Lashona Shal Geula Haroimzim, the Ramazim, there was a hint. The Dalad Mutaos HaPeh HaChitonis Shia Begalos. It was a remez. It was a hint to the four ways you could speak, but the Chitonis of your mouth, the lips, the tongue, the teeth, etc. Aval B'mo'itza HaHey. You breathe out. The Kol, it doesn't use your mouth. It uses your Chelik Elikai Mimal, your Panemius, your Neshama, your Lave. Shehu ha'goroin, shebo yoyte ha'kol, ze me'oilam lo yelo v'lo yeh begalus. It can never be put into galus. The hey. A lot of deep terms you could say about the letter hey. But the kol of a yid can never be put into galus. And he quotes a pasuk from Dvarim, v'yishma Hashem es koileinu. What did Hashem do in Mitzrayim? He heard our koileinu beautifully. He's being medayik in the Lashon koileinu. Hashem heard our call because we were coiling out the coil. Haresha afilu shebimitzrayim haya hadibor begolos mikol makom hakoil lo ye begolos. V'yochlu Yisrael etzaok bekol el Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the dibor, we had the dibor in galus, but the call was never in galus, and therefore we were able to scream out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu bekol, and he was able to hear us. V'yishma Hashem es koileinu. He's able to hear our scream. It's just a hey. It's just, there's no manipulation of sound. It's just pure calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be close to him. And that part of can never be put into Galus. There's always a connection there. And that was what saved the Jewish people. Our call. And he makes a beautiful connection here. That's a beautiful idea on its own. And he makes a deeper connection here to Yaakov and Esav and then the Avos. That this stems all the way back to Avos Kedeshim. Because we know by Avram Avinu it says, Matasa es levavo ne'eman lefanecha. That his lave, the oimek halev of Avram Avinu was ne'eman. It was all about Emunah. Dovik Bekoina, again, Avraham Avinu, ultimate servant of Hashem, forefather of monotheism. Matzata Elavavo Namalaf Nech, we say in Tefillah, by Baruch David, every morning. HaKadosh Baruch, that Avraham Avinu was Matzata Elavavo Namalaf Nech, he had a lev Naaman. Yitzhak was Moshe Nefesh Lagamre, the Hashem, but Tmimus Halev, I don't know, he was trying to sacrifice, he was going to sacrifice himself for HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely. And he passed on his Yerusha, this midah of Tamimus HaNefesh, Tamimus HaLev, to his children, or Yaakov Avinu, as we know, Lezer Acharav Adolam, to Yaakov and to his future children forever. Kedisa b'Medrash, and he quotes the Medrash, why? Shtei Yerushos Hanchil Yitzchak Levanav. That there were two inheritances that Yitzchak gave over to his children. Yaakov, Hanchil HaKol. Shneimar HaKol Kol Yaakov. Medrash says that Yitzchak gave over the Kol to Yaakov. As it says in Pasuk, Kol Kol Yaakov, this ability to have this panemius chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that never can sever. Le Esav, he gave the Yadayim. Shneimar v'Hadayim yidei Esav. Why? She'inyin panemius HaKol Shamura al HaKesher HaChazak Shebein Yisrael La'avim Shabbat Shemayim. The Oimek Libam Shelo Yipari the Olam. This panemius Kol, this internal connection, this neshama, this oimek halev, was an inheritance from Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, that we always have a connection to Avinu Shabbat Shemayim, ad olam. As ze yesh lanu Yerusha v'nachala zer Yaakov v'derusam me'ha avos ha-kedoshim, this stands from the avos forever. Like we said in the Chidush Harim, who is also a relative of the Sfas Emes, I believe. Masha anu mevarchim b'shmoina esrei. We say in Baruch Shmona Esrei, Baruch Ata Hashem, Magain Avraham. Magain Avraham is in the present tense. The one who protects Avraham, currently. What do you mean? Avraham lived so many years ago. So he says beautifully, no. Ki ad o hayom, until this day, hayom, referencing Rosh Hashanah. Ki ad hayom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Magain al Nekudas Penimia Shal Amuna, Shiyes Lecho Echa Be'echa Me'itano Be'yusha Me'Avraham Avinu. That Hashem constantly, ad hayom, till this day, that's why we say ad olam, forever, to right this moment, this very second, this very night, Yud Aleph Elul. Because Baruch Hu is protecting us currently every second of the day, forever. And it stems from the beginning of time when Avraham Avinu found the Kasher Baruch Hu through the eyes of nature, who's on an ultimate level, all the way down to 2020 of us sitting here listening right now. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is here with us, and that we can never sever ties with him. The Yid always has a connection. You know, I heard a story from Rabbi Justin Wexler, and I don't remember the whole thing how it went, but the Kitzur, there was a Rebbe who had two children, and they started growing up together, and one started drifting off the path while the other one stayed close to the Rebbe, into Torah mitzvahs. And they got older, and one of the sons, the one who was drifting, decided he's not going to be religious anymore. And he went to his father and he said, you know, Yankel is telling me he doesn't want to be frum anymore. So he said he's not keeping Torah mitzvahs. And so the father looked at him, the Rebbe looked at him, he says, it's not Yankel. It wasn't Yankel who said that. He goes, Tati, I'm telling you it was Yankel. He told me the other day. I'm telling you something, it's not Yankel. Comes a couple weeks later, and Yankel says, I'm going to start eating pork. Just letting you know. And the other son, Shmero, goes over to his father, the Rebbe, and says, you know, Yaakov just told me he's going to eat pork. The Rebbe says, well, it wasn't Yaakov, I promise you. It wasn't Yaakov. He sees Yaakov eating pork. He says, Tati, Yaakov's eating pork. Not Yaakov. A couple years later, they see Yaakov driving a car. He comes to visit him and drives to his brother's house in Shabbos to visit him. Goes to his father, says, Abba, Tati. Yaakov's driving on Shabbos. He goes, it wasn't Yaakov. I'm telling you, it wasn't Yaakov. And b'kitzer, long story short, many years later, the Rebbe was very old at this point. His son drifted away, and his son that maintained Torah mitzvahs was due to become the next Rebbe soon. And as custom of every, at the Friday night after davening, there was a long line to shake the Rebbe's hand, to wish him a good Shabbos, to get a little benched. And all of a sudden, the doors pop open, long line, this older man, long beard and face, runs, cutting people. People are getting a little flustered, pushes his way up to the front, outstretches his hand, and with a tear in his eye, says, "Tati." No one knows what's going on. But the Rebbe grabs this man, pulls him in, hugs and kisses him, both crying hysterically. Everyone's confused. The Rebbe looks at his observant son and says, "Shmerel, this is Yanko." Shmuel, I can't believe he starts crying. They're all crying together. And all the Rebbe says is, "Shmuel, I told you. You never saw Yanko. That wasn't Yanko. Whoever you were seeing wasn't him. A Jew has always that connection. And if you see a Jew doing something, whatever, it's hard for us to be perfect. It's possible." Rabbi Simon likes to say, perfection is only a word in the dictionary, quotes his mother. "It's impossible to be perfect, but we have to try to get as close as we can to being perfect, to keeping all of the Torah. And a Jew is always a Jew inside. The Panemius is never severed from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's always that potential to come back to Yiddishkeit no matter what." We should feel chizuk for that, taking that into the rest of the week. The upcoming weeks up until Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur come, and in Mirtz Hashem, we will be zeichet to see the Beis HaMikdash being rebuilt. We will celebrate instead of crying.